podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. All right.
We're going to change the intro song.
Yeah, things happened.
Yeah.
As in nothing happened. So
as in you didn't change the intro song.
I didn't. Welcome, everybody, to season three.
Oh, is this our... This is our first... No, this is our second.
No, the second. Yeah, the...
Okay.
Yeah.
The first one was our... going back to chapters and...
Season three, chapter seasons. One, volume five.
Volumes.
Yes.
Collection.
Right now, it is February 6th. And we are a week late.
A week late.
I, in my head, I was gonna be like, 2025 was our year. We were gonna come in hard.
I don't know what they expect of us. We're drunks.
We're drunks.
Drunks are never on time.
That's true. So
we're actually living by our word.
So I already broke my New Year's resolution.
What was your New Year's resolution? We didn't talk about our New Year's resolutions.
We didn't.
First, let's cheers.
You just completely interrupted me.
Well, because we hadn't talked about our New Year's. Were you just going to tell a joke, or was it your real name?
I had jokes.
Okay, give your joke.
Babe, it's too late now.
What's your New Year's resolution that you broke?
No, you don't fucking care. All right, cheers.
I care so hard. I wanted cheers. To give you your own segment.
Give me your...
Cheers. Cheers, motherfucker.
Well, I'll let you go first. What are you drinking?
I am drinking a limoncello spritz.
Spritz.
And you made it on ice, so it's on ice.
Was it not supposed to be?
It's questionable, because usually like spritzes are in like a wine glass.
All right. Well, it would have been a limoncello.
But
I think they do put
ice actually when it's in a wine glass. I'm not a regular.
You got the rocks version.
I'm not a regular spritz drinker.
All right. So what's in it? Tell the thousands and millions of listeners we have what exactly is
limoncello.
Which is what?
A lemon liqueur.
Thank you.
Prosecco.
You gotta tell me how much.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't make it. You made it. Hold on.
That's 2 ounces.
Let me see what I texted you.
2 ounces of limoncello, 4 ounces of prosecco, 3/4 ounce of lemon juice, and 2 ounces of soda water.
Facts.
And you like it.
I do.
You said it's refreshing.
It is refreshing. The recipe actually called for a garnish of thyme and a lemon wheel. However, you failed to do that, so...
We don't have those.
Here we are. My less fancy drink. No, it's good.
Good for you. I am drinking a tsunami.
Tsunami.
It's just terrible. A random Facebook drink.
Terrible.
It's a
terrible drink made by AI.
Yes. It's an ounce of... It probably has a regular name, like a bar name, but it's an ounce of vodka, ounce of Malibu, or coconut rum, but in this case it's Malibu, an ounce of peach schnapps, and an ounce of blue curacao. So this recipe called for no mixer. It was just 4 shots of liquor.
Very weak liquor.
But they tasted like ass in that combination. And if you listen to
our
recent podcast,
curacao?
I eat ass.
You do. And you like it. So then you should like this drink.
No, this is badass.
Oh. So you said an ounce of blue curacao?
I think I trimmed this one down to 3/4.
Yeah, that's just because it took a fucking lot.
So I ended up adding probably about 3 ounces of Sprite to cut it, and it made it palatable. It's not good. I'm not enjoying it. So I'm kind of in a little bit of a bad mood at the moment.
Your poop's going to be blue tomorrow.
My what?
Your poop's going to be blue tomorrow.
I don't think I drink enough.
Oh.
To get the Smurf poop, I think you have to have like one or two audio, or at least 2 to 3 audio MFers. But anyways, enough about my poop. So today is Thursday the 6th, and we got something coming up here in 2 days. Or should I say I got something coming
up? Yes. You want to know what you have going on in 2 days?
What's that?
Your whatever you have going on in 2 days fucked my shit up over here. My whole setup was all jacked up because you got all these wires and speakers and all this other random shit hooked up in here. All
right. So if you guys didn't hear in the past podcast, I got my band back together, and we have our first show coming up on this coming Saturday, the 8th. And what is my man cave / studio is also where I bring my music equipment in when it's time to rehearse. So I got drum sets in here. I got pedals everywhere, and I got a little extra wires because I'm in rehearsal mode.
You almost
mode right
knocked
now.
My drink over with your wires.
All right. So I'm looking for a new co-host. This one has become a true pain in my ass.
Facts. Ditto.
So yeah, if you guys, I know there's a lot of people that listen to our podcast that are actually coming to this event as first timers that we haven't met. And I didn't realize how many there were. There's a shit ton of people that said they're coming to the event, but you always have to take RSVPs with a grain of salt. You know, when you have people that are RSVPing from Pennsylvania, I don't think you're actually going to come.
Unless they're paying for it in advance, you don't really know.
So, yeah, a lot of people RSVP. I don't know. It's like you RSVP for clout. But I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't, if maybe I RSVP for something, list? We're going to be there.
Maybe just to see the guest list?
You can see the guest list without RSVPing. You can't comment on the wall or like things without RSVPing.
Maybe they want to like things.
And I think some people, they do it as a favor to like make boost your event look like boosted, make it look like it's more popular.
Yeah.
and if you're coming from that angle, I appreciate it. But me, I'm like, if we're on the RSVP, we're going. If something happens, we can't make it. I remove myself from the RSVP. So I mean, according to the RSVP, though, there's a lot of people come in, and a lot of people. I apologize, everybody. We have a community on Cassidy. It's called the Sweet Side of Life. It's a community. If you're on Cassidy, you know what it is. I don't get notifications. I don't get any type of anything when people comment on that or join in. I don't know what happened. Maybe I have to check the settings, but we've got like a whole lot more people within the last couple of weeks, and people are like, yeah, we're coming to see you. Can't wait. I'm like, wow. I'm like, sorry. I just went through today and liked a bunch of them. I'm like, shit, I did not even know these messages existed. But I'm going to do my best can't say that. I'm going to try to do better at checking that community. And also, we're part of the Discord with, Swingers Couch Podcast. They have a Discord. I believe it's called Swingers Paradise, though. Now they kind of, instead of just being like a community or a Discord community based on their podcast, they're trying to create something bigger. So they called it now Swinger. What did I say it was?
Paradise.
And they have a bunch of different like rooms. If you've ever been in Discord, there's like the main channel, and then there's a bunch of subcategories. So there's NSFW, SFW, Ask Us Anything. There's a bunch of categories, so you can post in whatever is most relevant. I had to remove notifications on it because one night they were getting cray in there. My phone was going ding, 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 ding. It was sounding like we were in a fucking casino with my phone. So I muted it, and then I forgot I muted it. And I went back in a couple days later, and I was like, brrr. So I'm going to try. Again, I'm not going
to
do my best.
Do better.
I'm going to try to do better at paying attention in there.
That's very like, I'm going to try to do
no
better.
No promises.
Yeah. It's very like, we'll see.
That's all I can give right now. So yeah, there's a lot of that going on, and we got a shit ton coming up in the next couple of months. But what I wanted to do in this particular episode was,
well, first, what was your New Year's resolution?
Because we were gonna. Ass.
Oh, I love that for you.
No, my New Year's resolution was to be better with the podcast.
Was it?
Excuse me.
Excuse you.
To be better in a sense of try to be more on time, because right now we're kind of
you're failing
right out the gate.
I had some friends say, "You guys said you were going to do weekly." I was like, "Did we?"
No,
that was an oversell.
No, it was. It's always been bi-weekly, bi-monthly, whatever you want to call it. There was one time about a year ago where we did a month of weeklies. Just we kind of like just
oh,
just
we were
try
just
it.
Trying to do it. Yeah,
it was like in December, and we're like, let's just do it. And we did one, I think, for like a month, but that was it. I've never said that. I mean, I would love for it to be a weekly thing.
It'd have to be shorter.
Well, here's the thing: is what's the name of that podcast? I'm having a complete brain fart
well,
right
you're gonna
now.
Have to be more specific than that podcast to me. Considering I don't really listen to podcasts.
Oh my God, Swing Nation! I'm like, they do two shows a week. They have what's called Tuesday Talks,
but it's their job.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is,
I'm like, don't compare us to them.
Let
like,
me finish
I have a full-time ass job.
Thought. They do Tuesday Talks, which is typically a 15-minute. It's in and out, and then they do their normal Thursday
show. Are you
still
Are you still the?
There's a bit of controversy here.
What?
Yeah. All right. So, you brought it up. All right. So, anyways, so Swing Nation, Lacey and Dan, been listening to their podcast for a long time, and they have a great community, and all that stuff. So, a couple months back, they started their Tuesday Talks episodes, which is just 15 minutes. They answer like a single question from a voicemail or whatever. So
move it along.
I'm trying again. I'm looking for a new co-host. Don't you have like a drink to make or something? Like, no. Give me a minute with the people. No, not everybody. A lot of people. Some of our friends.
Continue your fucking talk.
Well, then maybe you should have not fucking interrupted me. God damn it. So anyways, a lot of people work backwards. So anyways, Tuesday Talks, they did this thing where they're like, hey, we're looking for a jingle, like an intro for our thing. So me being a musician, I'm like, fuck yeah, this is right up my alley, you know? So I wrote a cute little jingle, and they played it. They loved it. And then they kind of like said, all right, hey, this is cool. Let's see what people can do. And everybody started, you know, doing some jingles. From what I could tell and from what it seemed like they said, everything was AI though, which, you know what? It's fine. Do your AI. But I wrote mine with my own sweat, blood, and tears.
Yep. You wrote the lyrics. You recorded all the instruments.
I did it all.
You recorded the vocals.
I did it all. And Lacey said she loved it from the get-go. And then all these AIs were coming through, and Dan was all about it. He's like, oh, give me the... And she's just like, enough with the fucking jingles. Like, we need to just pick one and be done with it. And she has said multiple times in the past that I liked the original one, which was mine, because I included a little excerpt of them laughing at the end. They're like, it's really personal, and that's why I did it like that. So he's like, all right, fine, we'll stick with one. And then, so he... on the last Tuesday Talks, he cued what I think he thought was going to be mine, the original, because he said, all right, Lacey, I chose this one. It's the original one. You liked it because it had our laughing at the end. But he played their their normal intro. So I think he just placed the wrong file. Because when he's like, da 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 da, but it was all damp to damp, but it was like a shortened version, and it like faded out, and then there was like a 5-second pause before they talked. So I'm like, clearly there was some type of thing, because the way he described it, The way you described it, it was mine. Yeah. But that was not mine. So I don't know.
So maybe next week.
I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to some of these lawyers. Jen and Lacey, if you're listening.
They haven't listened to us.
They don't. Not yet. They had said when it first came out that they were going to give us a listen next time they were on their long road trip. So either they didn't listen or they did and they didn't like it. So they're like, we're not going to mention.
They're like telling, they're like, maybe this guy should just stick with jingles.
Yeah. So,
the Charlie Sheen of the LS community. If you need a jingle.
No, it's not Charlie Sheen. It's Charlie Harper.
Oh, but it was Charlie Sheen.
It was, but he the was Charlie Harper Charlie character. Sheen, right? Yes, exactly. Okay. So anyways, but speaking of Dan and Lacey, we have to make it out to one of their events eventually. But they're always like Nashville, Atlanta.
I'd love to go to Nashville.
Florida. Most of their events are planned months in advance and they sell out. So you kind of have to commit to it well in advance.
We
which
have just so much going on right now.
This particular next 4, 5, 6 months are pretty busy. But
like I said, if this was my full-time job, fuck yeah.
Well, maybe if you did it more often,
it could
be.
Maybe we should monetize it somehow.
Well, my OnlyFans didn't really take off like I had hoped, so I got one subscriber, and it's you, just so you can tag me. So it didn't really work out. But anyways, excuse you.
Yeah.
So anyways, so a lot of our podcasts.
You're not going to ask me what my New Year's resolution is?
I already know.
Well, they don't.
They don't care. No, all right. What is your revolution?
Not revolution. Resolution.
What is your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution was...
Boring.
Yeah, boring.
You just won?
Yeah, just for boring.
Be more boring?
Be more boring. I have a feeling some people who listen to this and know me in person are going to be very sad about that.
Yeah.
My New Year's resolution is to be, is, I don't want to say be more positive for women, but like when I think somebody, something about a woman, to say it.
Yeah.
I hesitate because I'm not traditional, like bisexual, like,
you're
so
spaghetti.
I'm spaghetti. So I don't want to lead people on.
Yeah.
But I also want to lift women up.
Yeah.
So that's what I struggle with. So I want to make sure that, like, if I think, like, oh, she looks really good, or she's got really pretty eyes, or she's got really nice hair, or whatever it is, like, great tattoos, or whatever it is, to say something to her. Because I know when people compliment me, I feel that, like, feel good. And sometimes it can take me out of, like, a mindset of, like, I feel bloated, I feel gross, I feel like, ugh, I don't even want to be wearing this, and I'm like trying on 50 fucking outfits and I don't feel good in anything. And then I go out and somebody compliments me, and you always compliment me, but I'm married to you. It's kind of your job.
it is a known fact that, you know, getting compliments from your SO don't mean shit.
No, it's not that it doesn't mean anything,
It means what it means, but it definitely is elevated when you hear it from a stranger. Yeah. Where, you know,
because they have no, like, skin in the game necessarily.
Well, they do.
I mean, yes, they do, but
it is different.
Yeah.
It is different.
So I know that it can take me out of, like, a feeling like, ugh, to feeling like better about myself. So
for sure.
I definitely want to put aside, like, my weirdness about, like, oh, well, they think I'm hitting on them. Are they going to expect me to do XYZ, or they expect this of me, just to put the compliment out there and leave it.
No, so. that's a good thing. That's a good resolution.
Yeah.
It's not really a resolution, but I'm trying to get better with that exact thing.
Yeah. You have a hard time.
Hard time complimenting people.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
And now complimenting, you know, I don't want to say strangers, but people that aren't my wife.
Yeah.
Has always been a struggle for me. I've definitely gotten better, but I do want to continue to get better about that.
Yeah.
Just complimenting whatever it is, like, your asshole looks delicious.
Your asshole looks delicious.
Do you mind? But no, I think that's a great, That's a great revolution to have.
It's a resolution, not a revolution, you weirdo.
Give me 1 second. I got to fix my headphones. So keep talking to the people.
Okay. Well, anyway, so what else was I going to say? I think that's it. I think that's all I had to say for today. Move it.
You just closed out the show.
All right. So I've been enjoying this. Kidding. Just shut it down.
All right, my headphone cord was like getting all coiled up. There we go. Much better.
I told
better.
You this whole studio fucked up my shit.
But anyways, so
cords everywhere.
So yeah. So anyways, most of our podcast to date have been fairly story personal stuff based. But what I wanted to try to do this year, part of my 2025 resolution, is to try to be more timely. I do want to try to have...
Finish a thought.
I do want to try to have more informational shows, not lessons, but just more informational. Like we've had some friends ask us to give, you know, insight on how to prep for a first party, mm-hmm. or what to expect when you're going to a meet and greet, how to act. And, you know, and those were all things kind of initially when we started the podcast, like we were still learning, but I feel like we've been doing it now for a while and we've interacted at enough of these type of venues and all that. We kind of have a pretty good idea what to expect at most. And
yeah. And every time you say what to expect, I think of what to expect when you're expecting. Like, I don't know why that just goes into my brain.
So you're telling me to finish the thought, and here the peanut gallery over here. Squirrel. The squirrels are
so
messing up the wire in my studio.
Can you change the way you're saying it?
No.
Because you're fucking with me.
So what to expect when expecting. And I'm not saying every show is going to be like that, but I do want to touch on a few on those. And then I also want to do some more interviews.
Yeah.
We did an interview with our friends from Michigan the other day, and overall I felt
it was like a month ago. Yeah.
I felt it went pretty good. It was kind of fun, you know, having like a different insight and all that
we
stuff.
We need to get more of their stories.
We get more of their stories, and I do
want to. She's always like, how much you want me to tell? I'm like, tell what you want to tell.
Tell whatever you're comfortable telling, yeah. Just remember, more, it's out
not,
there.
Say more, not less.
Once it's out there, it's out there. And I do, you know, I do want to do some more FaceTime video, you know, calls with people out and about, because I mean, we got a lot of people, you know, especially Swingers Couch Podcast. They want to, you know, have us in, and we want to have them in, and are you done?
No.
And then we have a lot of local friends that they all have some great stories, and I'd love to bring them in and put them here on our swingers couch in the rehearsal studio and let them tell their story. So that's kind of my goal, is a little bit. So starting that train of thought, this show I wanted to really focus on Southern California, and also we're going to touch a little bit of Vegas because we got a big Vegas trip coming up.
Yes, so, sir.
You know what? Before we go any further into this whole list of freaking things I got, let's put out some stuff really quick. So you guys can reach us at the Sweet Side of Life Podcast at Outlook.com. We love your emails. Send us questions. We'll do our best to address it. And then we also have a phone number. You can text us or call us and leave a voicemail at 951-226-5261. Once again, that's 951-2. Do you need to blow your nose?
No, I need you to stop.
951-226-5261. That is our Sweet Side of Life hotline. So you can text us there, and there's a good chance I'll text you back. We take pictures there.
Is it your voice on the voicemail?
It's our voice on the voicemail.
I talked
on the voicemail. Yeah.
Did
yeah.
I?
Yeah. Talk for a second. Let me pull this up. It's pretty fucking funny.
I don't recall talking, and I can't believe you never played it before.
Are you kidding me?
I don't.
You recorded it. Ding dong.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like you drug me, and then you just make me do things. Just kidding. You shouldn't say that out loud.
Fair enough.
Joking. Speaking of drugging, though, I bought this stuff.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hello. You have reached the Sweet Side of Life podcast voicemail. What's on your mind?
Say less.
Tulu.
So, yeah, we recorded that in our kitchen.
I don't remember that.
You were sober.
That sounds right.
But anyways, what were you saying?
Oh, no, I just bought this stuff that was, like, I bought it on the internet, so it can't be, like, illegal, I'm pretty sure. That it's, like, mushroom juice.
Oh, mushroom juice.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's called a...
I haven't tried it yet. I'm kind of scared because I don't do drugs.
I don't do drugs. I mean, I looked at the reviews and some people are like, I didn't feel anything. Other people are like, I tasted colors. So it's like, there's really no, there's like no medium. I've done the marijuana.
Yeah.
But I've never done.
We did marijuana in Jamaica and we saw backstage of Everybody Loves Raymond.
They didn't invite us.
They didn't. It was through our TV. We could see backstage.
We did tell that story in I think the second or third episode. yeah, I want to check it out.
I want to see backstage of a TV show again.
We'll have to try one of these. I told you on one night you can do it. Yeah. And then I'll be the sober one.
I thought about doing it tonight.
Wouldn't have been a good idea.
Wouldn't have been
maybe tomorrow night you can do it. No. But anyways, so was like, oh yeah, see, this is why we need a freaking like a whole checklist.
What
so before we get into the
you made a checklist.
It's not a check. Stop talking before we get into the nitty-gritty.
Excuse
of this
me. That is the point of this show. Is to talk,
not you.
Oh,
thank you.
Rude.
So we got my show the February 8th coming up, and then we have, if you guys are in the area and you get this in time and you know Rick, that name rings a bell. He's holding his world famous Super Bowl party, so make sure you go there. And then what, February 21st, Friday, we are going to be going to, what's it called, the Cove, for Say Less Productions meet and greet.
Sammy and Cole.
Yep. So we're going to be there. So make sure you check that out. But what I wanted to do in this episode was, we live in SoCal, like we've talked about before. And there is a lot of places, a lot of venues, a lot of meet and greets, a lot of parties to do here in SoCal. But a lot of people don't know what to look for.
No, I see on Facebook all the time.
Yeah, there's like people that say, I can't find anything. I'm like, bitch. Can't you find everything?
Have you actually looked?
So what I did was I put together a list.
It's like a man trying to find ketchup in the refrigerator.
Exactly.
Like, did you really?
Did you move the milk?
Did you move anything to find it?
Well, the eggs aren't going to be a problem now because they're so expensive.
It's there.
So I put together a quick list of places that I know of personally, that we've been to personally, or that were part of their community. So I'm just going to kind of go down this list by region and just throw out names so you kind of know what to look for. If you want to Google it, if you're on Cassidy, all of these places either have a community or a profile. If you're not on Cassidy, you can just Google it and then just start following links, and then you'll eventually end up where you want to be. So let's start in San Diego, which is south. Again, this is not the only places. These are just the places I'm aware of. But if there's another party, like a house party, a place that does meet and greets, anything like that, that I don't name, please email us, shoot me a text, voicemail, whatever it is, because I want to know. I want to know it all. So, starting in San Diego, we haven't really been to any places in San Diego.
Which is so weird, because we love San Diego.
We love San Diego, but so, first and foremost in San Diego, is one of the oldest LS clubs. House parties. Thad's. THADS. Thad's has a long history. It's one of the only, from what I understand, it's one of the only legal, like, LS house party clubs or whatever you want to call it in San Diego.
What does that even mean, legal?
They have some type of permit that is not issued anymore. I don't know. It's grandfathered. This particular house, it's got a long history, and they've been doing this shit for years. So we've never been there. We almost went there the other, like, maybe 8-10 months ago, I feel like. But Thad's has a nude rule. Like, you basically have to walk in and disrobe, from what I understand.
That's what we hear. We've never been there.
But
because that's what people said about Sea Mountain.
But it's very similar. Is men have to disrobe. Women can do lingerie. But they do have special theme events, which you can dress in theme. And then during the winter months, when it's colder, you are allowed to wear a robe. And they do, they have events like throughout the week, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, they have like bi nights, and they have all this very inclusive place. Again, I've never been there, but we'll check it out at some point. House of Black, that is in San Diego County. It's more towards, I want to say, like, it's not Escondido, but it's a little bit further south.
You don't need to give directions. If they want to find it, they'll find it.
So what you're going to want to do is take the 15 south, get off on the 52 west.
It's going to be like a 45-minute review of just your list.
I told you this was going to take a minute, which is why you were like, we can do this. I'm like, I don't think so. Because, yeah, it's a long list.
Get through it. Don't give directions to every location.
Babe, okay, yeah. Should you just excuse yourself, because you're ruining my vibe right now? House of Black, it is a Ellis place. It's geared towards kink, so they have a lot of that type of stuff there. Club Safe Word. I know nothing about Club Safe Word. It's been on my watch list now for a while. I don't know if they take over a club or what it is, but I'm part of the community. We just have not been there yet. Paradox Prism Productions.
I would imagine Club Safe Word is also kink.
It could be. I mean, with the words. I mean, yeah. The sound of it, but I have no idea. Paradox Prism Productions is a community by Anastasia. We re-met her this past weekend. Mm-hmm. If you guys, you might know her. She's a host at many different clubs here in Southern California, but this is her own little venture. And she does, like, private house parties and stuff like that in the San Diego County. So I'm going to move all the way up and over to Los Angeles. This is an interesting market.
Oh, my God. I can't.
We're not huge fans of Los Angeles. It's just hard to get in, hard to get out, expensive. Did you say that's what she said?
Yeah, of course I did.
So I'm just going to touch on some places that I know is up there. Club Joy, it's one of the top LS places out there in LA. Everybody knows about it. It's been around for a while. Some of our friends go to the Thursday night hot wife things they do there sometimes, but we've never been there. Vixen Playhouse, that is a San Fernando Valley brand new place that some of our friends do. Again, we've never been there, but I've heard really good things about it, and we have to check it out.
We do have to do it.
Yeah, we talked about it on a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
And then we always talk about Plush. Plush does typically hotel takeovers, but they do some events in the Huntington Beach area and then in the Anaheim area. So
they also do Havasu. They do Vegas. They do San Diego.
They do it all. But they seem to have a monthly residence at some place in Anaheim. I don't know if it's a mansion party, but Plush, look it up, follow them. There's one place I want to go to called the Famous Love Shack. Ooh. It's in it's a house party.
Love Shack.
But it's been around for a while.
Love Shack, babe. Okay.
And you're saying I'm taking. And then Swinghearts, which we've never been to Swinghearts. No, we have been to Swinghearts. Yes, I take that back.
We were at Swinghearts.
Swinghearts is up in the Northridge area. It was a great house party. We had a really good time there. You can check our review back probably 10 episodes, 12 episodes back. We did a party there and had a really good time. So Riverside County, this is kind of our area. This is kind of where we hang. This is our, our zone. Are you ready? There's a shit ton of places out here.
I'm gonna hit them.
All right. So I'm gonna name a name, and you're gonna review it really quick. Athena's Fontana. Go.
It's a house party, all yes. outside. They have a very good, nice spread. They have one inside playroom, and then everything else is in like gazebos, kind of like pseudo tenty gazebos outside. Mm-hmm. But they all have beds. It's a fun party. Better, I think, in the summer because it is.
It's more resort style.
It is all outside. They have two bars. They always have bartenders. The bartenders are good until they get drunk. It's a good vibe.
Yes. Club Taboo.
We haven't been there.
Mira Loma. This place has been around for a long time. We almost went there, but I saw that they were doing something funky on the guest list, so I'm like, oh. I'll leave it at that. We've heard good things about Club Taboo, and I would like to check it out at some point, but with
we'd
so
also
many...
like their guests to be current.
Exactly.
Not deceased.
You know what? I'm going to touch on that. So Club Taboo, they've been around for a long time, like I said. And if you go on Cassidy, they have flyers, they have event infos, and then RSVPs and all that stuff. So you can go at any point in time, see who potentially is going to that party. So they had this one party, and it had like 350 people going. I'm like, damn, like, we got to go check this place out. And I start looking at the RSVPs, and there's people that are going to this party that have not been online for 3 to 5 years, which
they're divorced
does not work because you couldn't RSVP to a party
unless you were online.
Yeah. So what it looks like they were doing
isn't mathing.
Was they created a party event 5-6 years ago, and then every party they just change the date, but they keep the same everything. So the RSVP list carries over. So, of course, there's 350 people that have...
That's how many have ever RSVP in the entire time they've had parties in the last 6 years.
Yes. So I was like, I busted you, buddy.
Is it Taboo?
Club Taboo, yeah.
Taboo.
But we have a friend of ours that said they used to go there and they enjoyed it. So I don't want to talk smack, but... That was kind of shady.
It's taboo.
Because we were like literally, we were going. We were gonna get an Uber. We were gonna book a room.
It was shady. Shady.
But then I'm like, that don't look right. Mm-mm. I may have been born during the day, but not yesterday.
Okay, boomer.
All right. There is another one called Swinger Empire. We have not been to this one. It's in Riverside. They specialize in anal?
I don't know.
Is it corridos? Corridos? It's like the Spanish music and cumbias and stuff. But anyways, this particular event has a live band. They have like live mariachi bands, mm-hmm. and they really specialize in that kind of that vibe
community.
And stuff. Yeah. So we want to check that out, but
we're not Hispanic.
I don't speak the greatest Spanish.
And so, not to say we don't have lots of great friends, but I just don't know if that's my whole vibe.
The entire night, yeah.
Yeah.
I love me a good cumbia.
I love me a good cumbia.
5 hours of cumbia.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
There's a place called a newer house party, I believe it is, called Key Club in San Jacinto.
That's questionable.
We get invited to this party a lot. They're listeners. Jeez.
San Jacinto's questionable, but I'm down.
Yeah. So we haven't made it out there yet. But yeah, it's called the Key Club. They seems to be a house party from what I could tell.
Okay.
There is a promoter, Eric with Club Elation. He's had this community for a long time. And I'm pretty sure pre-COVID, he did like house parties and stuff like that, and I know he's been trying to get together like a physical building for a while, but as far as I know that hasn't happened yet. He's still working on it, but he does do various meet and greets throughout the communities and stuff like that. So if you kind of want to know, like, he kind of co-sponsors a lot of different events, So if you follow his community, you'll see all types of these events because he, like I said, he co-sponsors them and he puts on his own meet and greets and all that stuff. So check it out, Club Elation. And then, of course, there's the Pink Taco meet and greet, which is the second Tuesday of every month at Club Alice.
Club Alice?
Club Alice. Is, I thought it was Club Alice. No.
It's not.
Alice something.
You should have thought this through, friend.
I thought it was Club Alice. You can figure
it's
it out.
It's not a club. It's a bar.
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice. That's what comes up first in Riverside.
But anyways, it's the Pink Taco Meetup. It's a community. And the second Tuesday of every month, they kind of take over the upstairs area of this bar. And it's a great meet and greet. We try to go there when we can.
Lake Alice Trading Company.
And of course, Sanba parties, which is the one we reviewed just a couple episodes ago with the snake in the room. Great party. We got to go again. Their next party is actually this Saturday, the same day as my gig. Otherwise, we'd be going to the Sanba party.
Yeah.
And then in Elsinore, you have Bia Vida, which is like a outside. Pool resort type house party. It's more, we'll call it a resort because it's not a house party. It's a resort. So Bia Vida, Bia Vida and MNPP, they kind of coexist on the same property. They all have their own different parties. Check it out. And of course we got DTF Productions, which you've heard about that. They put on all the less parties in Menifee. Check them out. Say Less Productions, which is the meet and greet that we just got done talking about that we're going to be going to on February 21st.
Yes.
You can look them up on communities. And then Mountainside and Champions meet and greet, which is another fun one. Look them up. I'm getting exhausted.
So many things.
We're getting towards the end of the list, though.
Good.
Good. Our friends that know me, they know how annoyed I am right now. And that's what they're laughing
at. Our friends that know me know that I'm exhausted.
No, it was your idea.
It was not my idea.
So one of our other favorite places to visit is Palm Springs.
Yes.
So there's a couple different Palm Springs places. SMI, Sea Mountain Inn, is basically a full nude
Resort.
LS Resort.
That is a resort because you can stay overnight.
You can stay overnight. They have a handful of rooms. The basic rules are is you have to get nude. You get in. You could. They give you some time to kind of, you know, drop down and get comfortable. But for the most part, you're expected to be nude. You can wear a towel. Women can wear sarongs and stuff like that. Dewey, great guy. He always makes sure you're having a great time there, and I think we're going to have to visit that place more this summer because of,
sadly,
some of the more news coming up. So, you've heard us talk about EDR.
Sad.
I'll speak for myself. It was probably my favorite place to go to in regards to, like, a resort style.
Yeah.
Because they had multiple rooms. They had it all. They had pools. They had jacuzzis. They have, you know, great restaurants around. Just downtown Palm Springs in itself is great. So I always really enjoyed Palm Springs and EDR. However.
May I have your attention, please?
Fuck that place. So the owners of EDR over the past 6 months have been given a lot of mixed messages, mixed signals to the LS community. Originally, it started with just some, you know, we're going to bring in the public and have a quick party. But no, we're LS. And then it turned into this. And all of a sudden, they had something happen there, quote unquote, where we can't do public sex anymore. And then it turned into topless only. And then it turned into no nudity. And then no, but we still support our LS community. And then it turned into, yeah, fuck y'all. We're just gonna.
Then it turned into you guys can have sex in your own rooms. Like, yeah, any fucking hotel I can do that in.
Exactly.
Thanks.
So they have now downgraded to, you know, one of the top LS resorts in Palm Springs to just a quote unquote boutique, cute boutique resort in Palm Springs.
Ain't nothing fucking cute about that resort.
Nah, that.
We tolerated the fact that our freaking room had missing floor tiles because of all the other things we could do there. All the other people that were there.
Missing floor tiles, but there's a piece of plywood in our room covered with a carpet.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. My point,
exactly. We tolerated a lot.
We tolerated a lot of like the amenities not being great because of the fact that it was the people who we met there were so great. The environment was so friendly.
And it was a resort that supported our community.
Yeah, it was a resort that supported our community. It's like,
we'll rub your back, you rub ours type thing.
Yeah, like it wasn't overly priced. It was like, it was just such a vibe.
Yeah.
It was a party. So, and sadly.
So in their final message to us, it was like, yeah, you know, we decided we had to do this to be able to keep our doors open. And since we've made this change, we've been packed. Lies.
It's all lies.
Lies. And then they said our goal is to put a bunch of money into the rooms and at some point return as your
bullshit
LS. yeah, whatever. Fuck you.
Like, bullshit.
Yeah, you toyed with my feelings. You hurt my feelings. So yeah. Fuck you. So Dewey stoked.
Right? I know. They were probably his biggest competition.
100%.
Because they were clothing optional as opposed to mandatory nudity. And that was a big thing for a lot of people.
Me.
Yeah. I wasn't going to call you out, but.
I prefer to, you know, get nude when I'm ready to get nude, which it typically happens. But I like to set my own boundaries there. But
yeah,
you know what? That just leaves room for more people. So there's two other resorts right now in the Palm Springs areas I want to touch on. One of them is called Secret Springs Resorts. This place is, I think we've mentioned them before, but I want to say they're around a year or so old. I don't know if they've gone through a full summer season or yet, but I've heard great things, and we definitely have to check it out. So we will hopefully be getting out there soon. And then there's another place called Hotel O2. I don't know much about this place. Somebody told me the name. I looked it up, and it is a clothing optional resort. Mm. The website itself doesn't like tag itself as like an LS paradise. It doesn't, but it is clothing optional, and it has a bunch of like different themed rooms and stuff. And again, we'll check it out. It's up in the Desert Springs area, which is right over there by SMI and also Secret Springs Resort. So we got some new places to check out.
Yeah. It just sucks because they're not like in Palm Springs.
Yeah, they're not. Because we like going to all the tiki bars and
yeah.
Like we know like SMI is in the middle of like the mountains and the neighborhood, and it's not a whole lot. There's like a 7-Eleven down the street. Yeah,
barely.
That brings us to Vegas. Excuse me. Which I saved this for last because we got a big Vegas trip coming up.
Yup.
What are we doing in Vegas? Where are we going in Vegas? When are we going to Vegas?
We're going to Vegas. We're going President's Day or Valentine's Day weekend, whichever you want to call it. It's one and the same. And we are going to try Flirts.
Yes.
We haven't gone to any of those, Flirts or Playhouse, ever. They're owned by the same company or people or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do Flirts. And on then on Friday, the 14th.
14th on Valentine's Day, we're going to Flirts.
And then on the 15th, we're going to go to Whispers.
Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday. We've been to Whispers.
Yep. Many times.
So we're going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And
do their nighttime party, because last time we went was during the summer.
It was Dirty Vegas. after the end of Dirty Vegas, and you were on the struggle bus, fucking hungover.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, we're gonna do a nighttime party again, which we haven't done for I think like 2 years since your birthday.
Yeah, and we're going with a nice group of people.
Mm-hmm. So but, if you're in the area.
Yeah, if you guys. You're
going to the area.
Yeah, we have a quite a bit of listeners out there in the Las Vegas area. You got our number. I said it earlier in the podcast. You can shoot us a text and say, hey, we're actually going to be there on that night. Or, hey, we're going to be going on there on that night. Or whatever the case may be. We'd love to meet you. Love to hang out. If you got boobies, I'd love to see them.
If you got an ass, you'd like to eat it?
Maybe. You never know. Catch me at the right time. Weirdest shit has happened. But I am kind of on like a thing right now. I'm starting to get known for it. So yeah. And then on Sunday, well, during the day on Saturday, we're going to hit all of our favorite tiki bars out there. And we got some friends coming in from out of town. It's going to be great. Sunday, we're thinking about doing the indoor pool party.
The dome pool party. I can't remember what hotel it's at, but it's not LS. It's just adults. Yeah.
So if you guys have ever done that.
So you have to wear top.
Yes. Shoot us an email or a text or something. Let us know your review. Is it worth it? It looks like it might be fun, but I don't know. Like during the winter months, I know the weather and the temperature and everything is good, but do the people actually go out?
I think they would. It's Vegas. It's all people who go to Vegas to do shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's not like, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I feel like everybody's there on vacation, so they would go to a pool party.
Okay.
I think so.
I hope you're right.
I do too. I feel like they wouldn't do it if it wasn't profitable, right?
One would imagine.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, I think Monday we're going to pretty much have to ourselves. Cause I think a lot of our friends are leaving either Sunday late night or like Monday early. And we decided to stay instead of like, you know, trying to bust ass
honestly,
home.
Honestly, it was because the flights were way cheaper on Tuesday than Monday.
Than Monday being the holiday. So we're staying all the way till Tuesday morning. So we're staying in downtown Fremont Street.
Yeah.
That's where I feel most at home with all the freaks.
I know, me too. I'm like,
I enjoy seeing half naked nuns getting spanked.
I know. I feel like it's just my vibe.
I bought us a circle.
Did you?
We can do our act.
For us to do weird shit in a circle.
I'm gonna eat ass on Fremont Street
and get tips.
Hopefully.
I think we could get some tips.
Figure it out.
I just thought of you eating just random people's ass on Fremont Street.
Ugh. They better tip me. Fuck. Especially if they want a photo.
God, I'm gonna throw up.
Anyways, so in Vegas we've only done whispers when it comes to LS clubs. Like you said, we're going to try flirts, Playhouse. It's probably not going to make it this trip, but we definitely want to try it.
Yeah.
But there is a handful of other clubs out there that we've heard things about it. They weren't the best things, but some people swear by these places.
Yeah. Actually recently, one of them is the Green Door.
The Green Door is one of them. Yep.
Yeah. So, some friends were going with, they love the Green Door.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Sam and Cole.
Oh, that Sam and Cole loved it?
Cole was like, what? It's the best. There's rooms. It's clean. He's like, you can go into like a box and it's like windowed, he said. Mm. And then like basically you just do whatever the fuck you want in there and you're on display for everybody. So, I mean, that's a vibe. But
it's very Freedom Makers.
Yeah.
There Club was FA a, used to yeah, have those, that type room, of room.
But theirs was a mirror, a two-way or one-way or two-way mirror, whatever it was. However you say it. Anyway, he was all about it, and I was like, well, I don't think this trip. Who knows?
I've heard things about Green Door, but as of recent, I've heard more positive.
Yeah. Maybe they're cleaning up their act.
Hopefully they're cleaning up, literally.
Hopefully it's just clean.
And then I've heard about the Red Rooster.
And then our other friends, Dr. Feelgood and Mrs. Feelgood.
Chocolate milkshake.
They like the Red Rooster, right? That's what they said they initially were going to do.
It's one of those two. And I can't remember.
Then they said they were going to meet some friends at Red Rooster.
I think it was Red Rooster, yeah.
They decided. They said it was because it was a more mature crowd.
Yeah.
Is what they said. I don't know. I've heard some weird things from like other people that they hire prostitutes to
come in and like kind of body the club and then
to take single men around, bachelor parties and stuff to watch.
Things we hear.
I don't know exactly. I mean, obviously, we've never been there. But then again, like I said, Dr. Feelgood and Mrs. Feelgood, they like it. So,
yeah.
I mean, but also everybody has their own thing, right?
Exactly.
Everybody has
their own. I don't want to yuck anybody's yum.
Exactly. So, who knows? But yeah, it sounds like they're going to do Whispers with us instead. But
I mean,
so we have friends that like all those places.
We
too,
might
so.
Love those places because
yeah, we might.
We really did enjoy Club FA.
Yeah.
And part of the allure of Club FA was it was very, it wasn't dirty, but it had that
grit
to it.
Yeah.
And I mean, everything I hear sounds like these places have a grit
like
to
it. They've seen some shit.
Yeah. So
like if the walls could only talk.
The walls are ball gagged. So I would say, at some point I want to try them all because, you know, I hate Yelp reviews. I don't trust Yelp reviews.
Yeah.
Typically,
is there a Yelp review for those?
No. I'm just saying like in general, I don't typically
way to out yourself. Mm-hmm. You've just reviewed your child's dentist and you've also reviewed Red Rooster.
Like, not what I expected.
You can see on someone's profile all the things
you can
they've
look
reviewed.
At
their... This taco shop is shit, but the Red Rooster.
The Red Rooster taco shop tacos are awesome. No, it was kind of like just thinking of like I don't put a lot of stock into reviews. I'll take it into consideration.
Right.
But I do want to try it myself.
For sure.
So at some point, and there's also another place I just actually stumbled across tonight called Club 5150. It sounds like it's been around a while. I know zero about it. So if you guys are listeners out there, you know anything about it, shoot us a text, an email, thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. And you can find our number in our links. I'd love to hear your guys' opinion on any of these places that we've never been, good, bad, or whatever. I'd love to hear it. And I think we're going to be wrapping this one up, babe. We're hitting that hour mark right now. So I don't think we're going to get to tell our story.
You're the worst.
No, I want to make sure we give ourselves time to really dive in. Ass.
Dive into it.
Ass.
Are you nervous?
About what?
Saturday?
No.
You said you were.
Well, I'm nervous for different reasons. I'm nervous not for playing. I'm nervous because...
Playing has a different meaning.
Yeah, right. No, I...
It's all, I'm playing on stage.
I'm just petrified of getting sick because I'm one of the singers in this band. And singing when you have any type of illness sucks. And anytime I'm sick, the very first place it hits me is my throat.
Yeah.
And it's going to be... 2 years since I've like done a full performance. So my throat is already going to be struggling.
Yeah.
So,
sounds like a normal Saturday night for me.
Exactly. As of right now, I feel great. So, you know, knock on wood, we had some events this past weekend and, you know, I tried to be as responsible as I could.
Bullshit.
I was good. I was a good boy. Trying to be as responsible as I could. And, you know, not overdoing it with the ass eating. And I did a really good job. So I feel like you should be proud of me. So as of right now, you know, Thursday night, I'm feeling pretty good. So, yeah, I'm not nervous for the performance part of it because it's going to be fun. You know, getting all my friends in one room could be bad. But, yeah. I don't think this club knows what's coming.
I don't either.
If even half of the people... show up that are on this RSVP list, plus all the other people that we know that are coming, plus the people that just normally go out there on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty crazy. Yeah.
Get there early if you want a table, unless you want to sit outside.
Yep. Old Town Blues Club. We go on at 8:30. There's a band that plays just before us. They finish at 7. So there is going to be an hour and a half of time where, there's going to be a changeover. Some of the older people are going to leave the inside, but there are going to be people that are sitting there that are there for the night. So If you really want a seat, you know, they got a bunch of high top tables and they got chairs everywhere. There's a whole bunch of outdoor seating, beautiful patio. They got TVs and speakers outside. So if you're not able to make the inside crowd, there's full area outside.
The TVs show the band.
TVs, all the TVs show the live band playing, which is us. And then, like I said, there's speakers that it's outside as well. It's a full bar. They've been specializing lately in like bourbons and whiskeys. They really like gotten to that.
Sweet.
And they have beer and wine. They don't have any food per se. They just have like little charcuterie boards and like snacks, like I think pretzels or something like that.
Charcuterie board.
So don't come hungry. Come
thirsty.
Come very thirsty and let's have a good time.
Thirsty for this
yuck. We got some friends that are coming in from out of town getting hotel rooms. Who knows, there might be after parties. Just stay in the loop. And you guys know I'm going to be on the stage playing the guitar. And and my wife will be in the crowd. So you can come talk to us and then hang out with us. At this particular meet and greet band show, there's going to be no formal identification. Somebody actually asked this on the party wall. There's going to be no formal identification of people, of the LS people. No wristbands or anything like that. But it's going to be kind of obvious. So you're going to see like people having fun. And then people sitting there not having fun. The LS people are going to be the ones having fun, probably randomly making out with different people. And then you'll see. And
I have to be careful. Trying not to out myself.
To everybody. So yeah, if you see anybody, just come up and ask, like, are you guys here for the meet and greet? Or are you guys here for the special event? Any one of those words will, like, make a person go, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And if they're not, they'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then that's your cue to walk away. Unless they're cute and you can try to change them. But so yeah, it's gonna be a great night. Hope you guys can come out. I'm gonna put this out. It's gonna come out Friday morning, and then yeah, hope to see you guys there. We got another one coming up March 1st, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. I'll make that into a whole thing once this one's done. So I think that's gonna be it for this episode.
All right.
Take it away.
When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, baby.
Love you. Okay. That's enough of that. Is that your ass eating? Is that how you eat ass? Okay. ASMR, is that what you said?
Ass eating ASMR. Bye.
Bye. If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.